The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. There's never been a time like this in America. Never before have we seen such a rapid dismantling of our religious liberties as we are now seeing. And since religious liberty is the foundational liberty from which all others flow, the current attack is the most serious crisis we've ever faced. What are we to do in the midst of such a vehement assault by our national government on our liberties? Is the situation really as bad as I'm making it out to be? Will you be the judge? Consider this. On April 7th, the Homeland Security Office issued a report to all law enforcement agencies throughout the nation. The report warned of the strong possibility of terrorist attacks from within the country by, as it said, right-wing extremists. But get this. Here is the national government's definition of right-wing extremists. I quote from the report. Right-wing extremism in the United States can be broadly divided into those groups, it said, that are primarily hate-oriented, based on particular religious, racial, or ethnic groups, and those that are mainly anti-government, rejecting federal authority in favor of state or local authority, or rejecting government authority entirely. It may include groups and individuals that are dedicated to a single issue, such as opposition to abortion or immigration. End quote. In other words, if you believe abortion is murder, you are a right-wing extremist and a threat to the U.S. government. If you believe illegal immigration is a violation of citizenship rights, you are a right-wing extremist and a threat to the national government. If you believe, as America's founding fathers did, that the national government should not be more powerful than the state governments except in the 30 specific powers which the states gave up to it in the original U.S. Constitution, you are a right-wing extremist and a threat to the national government. It also listed returning soldiers from Iraq as being possible terrorists who might use what they had learned in combat to overthrow the U.S. government. This report even associated us with Timothy McVeigh, who bombed the government building in Oklahoma City in 1994, killing a number of innocent people. What has happened to our beloved America that would cause those of us who are the patriots of our original Constitution and want to see innocent children protected from murder to be classified as enemies of the state? This sounds alarmingly like the Nazi regime in Germany that killed 6 million Jews and even more Christians for the very same kinds of beliefs. So what is to be our attitude toward this new government and the president who appointed the woman who heads up the Homeland Security Agency of the national government? God said through the Apostle Peter, "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed." Are you praying for those who persecute you? Are you working to teach biblical thinking to your children and others so we'll know how to restore our government to the biblical structure our founders gave us? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars and revival meetings, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.